17 here in New York City with Michelle Thornton. How are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm great. It's so fun to be in New York, and I love Think. My favorite thing of the year.
It's a pretty darn good conference. A lot of forward-thinking people here, pardon that pun there, but yeah, there's a lot of forward-thinking people here.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just so great to hear from people outside of our industry, as well as all of our clients and all the great people
indeed
in this industry.
And the big room is right next to us here, and they got some concert going on there right now, so it's very entertaining.
Yes,
as well.
It
so
is.
It's good.
So,
hey, speaking of the show, who do you want to see here? What person do you want to, or a couple of people here that you want to check out and say, hey, I want to find out more?
Well, you know, the thing about Think that I love is that there's this huge lineup of speakers that, it's hard to pick one.
I know.
You know, and this year in particular, started off last night with Aaron Dignan, which mm-hmm. I loved. I don't know if you saw him, but he was all about digital thinking. It's really about speed and learning,
okay.
Not about digital.
Okay.
You know, and so it was just really eye-opening and really set the conference. And then throughout the next few days, it's just going to build on that.
It's one person after another, yeah.
Oh, it's just, it's awesome.
I keep talking to Samantha Paxton every year. It's like, how do you top each year? I mean, with the speaker lineup, they always have the stellar lineup of speakers. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. She's awesome.
Indeed.
And her team.
It takes a team. Hey, let's talk about fraud here, okay. Which is probably the top of everyone's
Absolutely.
List these days. So, I mean, we all know what a threat it is to credit unions, but what about the member experience? I mean, how does it affect there, and what emerging technology out there is there to stem this tide that we're all worried about?
Right. You know, and fraud has certainly changed. It's certainly gone up, and we really expected that because of EMV. We've seen that across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
And fraudsters, when you think about it, that's their business,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
You know, they wake up every day going to work trying to figure out how to perpetrate more fraud.
I know.
So it's tough. From a member perspective, when you think about it, your card is compromised, and now you have to get a new card, you have to wait, you can't...
Been there, done that.
You know, maybe they took a bunch, maybe it's a debit card, and they took some money out of your account. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's a mess.
Yep.
You know, it's really an inconvenience, and statistics show that consumers who have their card compromised, they are really likely to potentially switch to another card.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a little sketchy.
I know.
Or scary.
Scory. Yeah, right. Yeah. Scory, scary, whatever.
Scory. Yeah, one of those things. Well, and then it would behoove a financial institution, credit unions in this case, to really crank up their security measures for fear of that happening.
Well, yes and no.
Okay.
Because if you think about it, yeah, I really don't want my card to get compromised
right.
and there to be fraud on my card.
Right.
But I also don't want my card to be declined when it's me using
mm-hmm,
it,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's important.
So it's really a fine balance. I mean, as our CEO says, we can stop all fraud if we just don't authorize any transactions. Just cut off the card and there will be no fraud.
Going back to cash?
Right, yeah.
Or the barter system?
The barter system, yes. Yeah. You know, but obviously that's not realistic.
Right.
So it's all about trying to figure out exactly which of those transactions are made by me versus, you know, fraudster over there who's stolen my account.
Right.
You know, and that's the really fine balance that people have to do. And I think typically people, when they get a lot of fraud, they go, oh, tighten. But you can go too far.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So there's a happy medium in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got to find it. All right. Hey, let's talk about something neural networks capable of detecting fraud. What
mm-hmm.
neural networks? What, I mean, are we in the Minority Report here or something like that? What sci-fi movie are we in here? What are we talking?
Well, neural networks have been around for a really long time,
okay.
20, 30 years maybe.
Okay. And I've been out to lunch with this stuff.
I don't know.
Sorry.
That's all right. But and what it does is it kind of looks at your transaction patterns.
Okay.
So if you live in New York City and you always stay in New York and you never are in California or you're never in Asia and you get transactions from those, the neural network says, no, wait a minute, this isn't typical.
Okay, light bulb goes on. I got it.
Light bulb goes on.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has this kind of cause and effect kind of thing that isn't always exact, right?
Right.
Because you might actually be in Asia.
Yeah.
Because you went there on your honeymoon.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm,
never know.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the new technologies like machine learning, and what I like to talk about is really artificial intelligence.
Let's talk about
part
it.
Part of that.
This is amazing stuff going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, this is stuff astronauts use, you know?
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, okay, I know that Michelle normally just stays in New York, and this transaction out in California, that's not her, and so we're going to decline it. What the machine learning can do is take all sorts of pieces of data, and this artificial intelligence, I mean, face it, computers can think faster than we can.
A little bit.
Yeah. So what they what it does is it watches these patterns, and in real time, like every second, is figuring out, okay, what's this pattern, and watching other fraud to see if there's patterns. And so if there's a transaction in California at a Dave and Buster's, I happen to know that that's a...
There's one in San Diego right down the street from me.
It's kind of a gaming kind of place.
A little bit?
Yeah, so I have never been to a Dave and Buster's. I never go to Dave and Buster's. So if they say, well, wait a minute, she's never been at Dave and Buster's, she's never been in California, she just used her card in New York 15 minutes ago, that's fraud. That's what artificial intelligence and machine learning can do.
Love it. I like that.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. The way this is going, so I could go on about this for days. Hey, Co-op is working on rolling out machine learning. Speaking of machine learning. Hey, who would have thunk? Rolling out machine learning-based fraud solution to its... Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So, really, it is taking that technology and using it to try to detect fraud.
Okay.
And so, we're going to be doing that across all of our platforms. So, we not only do cards, but we also do accounts. Don't know if people know about shared branching, but that's where you can, if you're a credit union here in New York and you're in San Diego, you can do anything in San Diego Credit Union that you can do here in New York.
Oh, I love
and
it.
And that's through a connection at Co-op called shared branching.
Okay.
And so because we have that connection, we also are going to be putting that machine learning on that. So kind of lots of different places where we touch members, we'll be able to do that. The other thing that machine learning can do is bring in additional data. So not just the things that you normally would look at, but it can bring in location, it can bring in all sorts of things to, again, really fine-tune that learning all the time. I know.
This just fascinates me. Yeah. I mean, we could go on for another hour, but I know you got stuff to do. So last question here for you, Michelle. All right, the ability to stop fraud is huge, obviously. But it's just important to imagine the ability to reduce... Why am I reading this question?
I don't know. What you want?
Talk about false positives.
Okay, so
to decline real members from using their cards for legitimate purchases. Will Co-op solutions solve that problem for us as well?
Yeah, so we talked about that a little bit at the beginning. If I'm making a transaction, I want to make sure that my transaction gets approved. Because not only do people who have compromises maybe switch to another card, the ones who have them decline are even more likely to. It's something like 25%.
That's a high number.
45% put it away for a while.
That's what I do.
And then you move to another card. And once that card is no longer top of wallet, it's tough to get that back up. So, you know, whether it's machine learning or location services. So Co-op has a mobile app that knows where your phone is. Obviously, it's on your mobile phone. Knows where you are, and you can set it so that it only approves transactions where your phone is. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I love that because my phone is always with me.
It's with everybody.
So that's another way you can help reduce those declines because, like, okay, wait, this is kind of out of pattern, but the phone is there. So let's approve this one.
Oh, that is so cool.
I know, isn't it
so
awesome?
So cool, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
These new technologies are just, they're incredible. Of course,
can you help me out?
As you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about
this. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Michelle, this has been such a pleasure. Man, I look forward to having you on the show more often. This was so much fun.
Well, it was.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And
thank
can you
for
help me out with can you help me out with my Apple Pay? It's not working in certain places,
absolutely.
So I'm really
Come on
troubled.
Up, let's
okay, let's do it. Michelle, thank you so much. Well done, Michelle Thornton, everybody.